Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome back to the Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be breaking down the Season 3 two-part finale, Episodes 9 and 10, Codependence and Commitment. We're going to be talking about creepy therapists, a rekindled love, and failed proposals. We have Bart Edwards Skyping in as our special guest. It's going to be a great one, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Unreal fans, thank you guys so much for tuning in again to our Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Sam Davidson. I am joined by my three lovely co-hosts.
Hey everyone, I'm Leslie Powers.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards.
Hey guys, I'm Taylor Gates.
And, of course, we're going to be having Bart Edwards on very, very soon. And don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Rate, review, subscribe. Even if it's in the future and you're watching this, we still love to hear from you. Taylor is in the live chat, so I suggest you guys hop on there, too. Overall, let's call up Bart and then talk about our thoughts of this mind-blowing, my brain hurts finale.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, Taylor and I just finished it. Well, Taylor watched it, but I just finished it, and I seriously don't even know, so you guys go, because I'm, still marinating on my thoughts.
It was a roller coaster. Like, gave me whiplash. Things changed so fast. All of the dynamics and the politics were all over the place, and I was riveted every second.
Oh, hello, Bart!
Sorry, Bart!
Hey.
So... don't be alarmed. We can see you, but you can't see us. But you can hear
this
us.
This is extremely exciting.
Well, we were just talking about our overall thoughts about this episode, and we all feel like we have whiplash. We're kind of like, what the hell
whiplash?
Just happened?
What's a whiplash?
Yeah, it means like when someone like throws you against something and you fly back. That's the feeling that I think this episode did.
Yeah. Pain. What's going on?
Well, okay, so Taylor, you watched it earlier, Taylor.
Yes, I watched it last night. I watched it with my friend, and we just couldn't even control ourselves. We were, like, screaming and laughing. It was like, a really fun view. It was, like, almost a viewing party, because it was almost, like, a movie length. So it was a lot of fun to watch live last night.
Yeah. It was like a movie. What was it like for you, Bart? Did you know they were going to be grouping these two episodes together, or did this happen last minute?
I didn't know. No. I'm sure they have things planned months in advance. But I had no idea. So when I heard, I was like, this is probably a good thing. It kind of builds that little, the anticipation a little bit more. You guys obviously enjoy it, so it was a good idea, you know?
God, I mean, I did enjoy it, but I also just feel a little bit upset.
What? Because they have you... Because you don't have the extra week. Is that
yeah. Well, no. Okay, that. But also, I get upset when I watch a whole season of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, and they decide to not choose anybody, or they break up right away. I feel like I wasted my time. So,
that's a huge, huge comment.
Well, I don't feel like it was with this, because you guys are acting. It's fake. It's a story. It's not a real relationship that I'm that obsessed with.
Well, yeah, I mean, there were so many themes in the last scene with Serena in that limo, because I feel like everything changed and nothing changed for literally everybody in the show. So mm-hmm. I think that was purposeful. But maybe you know the inside track, Bart, on that, on her not picking
someone.
I think
kind of purposeful. How many people kind of waste their... They're complete. Oh yes, there you go. My own echoed voice in my ear. How many people? How much time is spent swiping on those apps, and how much connection people think they can have from talking to someone who they've never even met? You know. So I think you know, a lot of things do in the end change. I mean, the whole things with Chet and Quinn, and I think Jasper really did fall in love with her as well. So I think he was quite a changed man by the end.
Well, let's get into their love story for the last two episodes. Starts in a sweat lodge.
It does, yeah, like all good stories do.
I know, I was surprised they didn't give them peyote or something to just be in the sweat lodge, just tripping.
They were all cutscenes, they're very good.
I mean, so you're saying that Jasper, at this point, your character was really in love with Serena, and he was ready to overcome his commitment / bunches of issues.
Yeah, I say that with hesitancy. I mean, the way I read it, I mean, and we can all read it in different ways. The way at the end,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think he really did, in the way that he believes love is, falls in love with her, and but kind of has his toy taken away from him as well.
Yeah,
so he's just like no. We said this was going to work. I love you, and then it kind of takes the rug gets pulled from his feet, and I think he has a little tantrum. Mm. You know, but yeah, the sweat lodge. Yeah, I'd forgotten we started in a sweat lodge. Yeah.
Oh, very cute.
I love that we have, like, Jay just binge eating oatmeal during that whole thing and just, like, making, like, really snarky comments about cultural appropriation, too. Like, yeah, that, like, side by side was so funny to me.
Yeah, I loved it.
Of course Chet was into it.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Chet was like a little boy this episode. I loved it. He was so excited about everything.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Watching Craig film this episode was a lot of fun. The amount of stuff he was adding physically was, especially in that last ceremony where we're all kind of the big finale. He went tit crazy. I loved it.
Oh, I loved it too. It was amazing. I also loved August this episode. We didn't, you know, we lost him. We lost in August, but we're gonna gain in August next season, we found out.
Mm-hmm. I know, I hear various bits and bobs might have been released and stuff, so yeah, that's exciting too, isn't it?
Yeah, very exciting. Yeah. You know, when August gets naked, just
of course, never a sad again. Day
again. It's what he does.
Yes. I mean, if there's one man you want to get naked, it's just Adam Dean.
I'm not gonna argue with that, Bart.
But Alex told us last week that you guys had to take your shirts off when it was freezing a lot, and then that what must have been a lot of fun, but I can see your guys' breath in a few of the episodes.
Yeah.
I think that's the issue with filming in Vancouver and trying to make it look like LA for most of the winter months.
I swear
there are scenes where it's raining in one side of the take and it's not raining in the other side.
It's the fog, you know?
Movie
it's just,
magic.
Just a lot of fog. Okay, before we get into all the craziness that happened with these different parties and ceremonies, I'm going to start talking about Rachel in episode 9. So she wakes up, and I'm not exactly sure what Alexi left behind, but it was gross.
Condom wrappers and a plate of mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, yeah, from like craft services.
Yeah.
Okay. Super awkward. And, you know, Serena now invites Rachel to come work with her. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think about all this? We all know that it was never going to happen, but I thought it could have been really cool for her.
Yeah. I loved their little friendship that was starting to kind of spark. They were, like, having girl talk in the bathroom and, like, in their, like, in the bedroom. I was like, this is sweet. Like, this is, like, a fun slumber party. But, of course, it just couldn't last.
Yeah, I thought it was cute, although, like, the primary point of their friendship is always, like, Serena. So it seems like anytime Rachel's really trying to be real about, well, yeah, you know, my mom's crazy. And, you know what I mean? Like, she can never really... It's never really about her. And then you go, well, where were you? Like, I have my own life. So that's, you know, it seemed sort of like a one-sided friendship.
Yeah. And I mean, even at one point, Quinn referred, she goes, you're just going to be her reality TV friend among, you know, her many, many friends. And it's sad where they ended up. You know, we'll get there in the next episode. But I got to give a shout out to AD Dan.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah. Gonna clap for AD Dan. He finally got a little,
AD Dan got some lines.
I mean, he
got some lines.
He got some real lines.
He was almost about to get some. I was like, yes.
I know.
Yes. I was like, after all these seasons, AD Dan is going to get laid. And then no.
I know.
Crashing disappointment.
I know everyone loves AD Dan. He's just such a fun kind of addition. We gotta get him on next season.
He was, like, actually really sweet in this episode, too. Like, Rachel was being super awkward and just really, really wanting to be friends with him. But he actually did. He opened up and was, like, kind of there for her. And I was like, he's the only pure character on the show anymore, I feel like.
Seriously, yeah. He really is.
I loved it when he was like, you're the scariest person I know.
Well, I feel like this poor guy has probably fantasized about this moment for so long. He doesn't know if it's a nightmare or fantasy. He wakes up and he's like, oh my God, Rachel.
Jesus. Yeah. Yes.
But, you know, she, Dr. Simon is telling her that she really doesn't have any real friends, or no one really cares about her except for Quinn, and it's all extremely unhealthy. So, yeah, she's just trying to make connections wherever she can, and she keeps on messing up with Jeremy, who she produced. There was that whole fight with August and Owen, which was, you know, it was really sad to watch, but I also love parties. And I love watching parties on TV. So I was super excited about this scene. But then right. I just felt so bad for Owen. I felt so sad for him.
Yeah, I mean, that was rough because it went all cultural. There was a lot of cultural stuff happening, but it went really political really fast. And I think the show hit on, like, every hot button known to man in these two episodes.
Yeah.
Between, like, the Me Too movement and all the sexual harassment and then everything with, you know, the military. I just thought it was extremely political, but I thought it was clever. I thought it was the only thing that could have distracted Gary, so I get it.
It was surprising, too, I thought. I didn't see them bringing up his, like, military background. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that they were going to do that, so that was a fun little, like, fresh surprise I definitely didn't see coming.
So I really liked watching, Jasper and Owen's friendship kind of, you could see that you guys were a little talking behind the scenes, this is ridiculous, like, what's happening right now? You're the only two left in this clown show, you know? And was there stuff that they cut out? Were you guys supposed to be buddies, or you just kind of were bonding in an experience, didn't have anyone else?
I'm trying to think if there was anything they cut out. I don't think there was anything they cut out. I think it might have just been the way, by this point, actually, I think it's Alex and Adam and I had obviously been around for quite a lot of time. So I think Alex and I decided by this point, there's only so much hate they can have for each other. So why don't we just allow them to let all the madness happen around them and maybe form some kind of little kind of bond, whether that be kind of tenuous or whatever. But I think they'd get on quite well. Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought it was a little cute little bromance that we didn't get a big chance to see.
No. I know, but I'm trying to remember what the gym scene, what episode that was in when they work out. There's a few bits and bobs they cut out of that, probably because Alex's arms are too big to film.
And I will just say, I need to go back and rewatch our first episode where you were here, Bart, but I think I said Jasper and Owen were my front runners.
Yeah. I picked said Owen.
Actually, yeah, you should take the bets. Now, this is very off-putting. Just pretending. This is where you are.
I know.
Who bet? Did somebody write down the bets?
Oh, I wish we did.
But we have evidence on this
footage.
Video.
Yeah. There's actual footage.
We have footage, so.
I think I said Jasper. This is Leslie, Bart. But I think I said Jasper would win it.
I remember I did, too, because I thought you were my cousin. So I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I said Jasper.
I said Owen because they had the kiss first.
Yes, they had that real moment.
Yeah.
So long ago.
There was still hope. There's no more hope.
Well, before we move on to the next episode and a lot of Quinn stuff, we have something we would love to tell you guys about because it's a podcast we love and listen to all the time. If you like us, you will definitely love this podcast we're going to tell you about.
Do you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, the Unreal After Show, who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. Please do.
Check it out, Bart. Right.
It's an awesome podcast.
I will tell Maria, I promise.
Yeah. you'll see a lot of us After Buzzers that have been on the show, on her show, so you should definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun. To wrap up this episode, let's get into the Quinn of it all. So this whole thing with Gary happens, which nothing really big happens within this episode. It's more the next episode. But, you know, he basically has Quinn by the balls, and he has Robin, the reporter, who's there. She's going to break everything. Again, Bart, do you remember exactly when these were shot? Like, time-wise, you know, has it been a year? It's been a long time.
Oh, what, the episodes?
Yeah.
It's over a year now since we started. That's why occasionally I'm like, what was that character called? we left in June, I think.
We finished last year. That's nuts.
Around
a year, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, with the Me Too movement, it's these two episodes specifically. It's crazy because it preempted what actually happened. You know, this was shot before the Harvey Weinstein, all that stuff came out. So yeah, I mean, I just think it's really, really fascinating. Someone sells Quinn out. It is none other than her new friend Fiona, who I knew I didn't trust.
Yes, saw that coming.
Yeah,
saw it coming.
Yeah.
Shady business.
I wanted to like her so bad, and I still like kind of did. I don't know. I respected that she kind of just like goes toe to toe with Quinn.
Yeah.
And just is ruthless like her, which it was like, it's interesting to see someone like sort of match her that's like not a Gary, like that doesn't necessarily have like a position of power over her, like just someone in her life will stand up to her. So I thought it was interesting to see her.
And I felt like she felt like Fiona's reality TV buddy, and I think that's why that jab came to Rachel, because Fiona made it very known that she only wants to do high premium end content or whatever she called it.
But I mean, what would she do? She'd be a producer. That's just such a, like, go do something else. You don't like this kind of television. I don't know. I'm not a fan, you guys. I am not a fan.
Of Fiona?
No.
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 I understand that it worked for the storyline, but I was like, really? Are you over it that quickly, Quinn? And now we're all like a big, happy girl pal family. Mm-hmm. Like, that was kind of... And I think the final episode, everything, I was like, wait, what? Is everybody cool? I'm confused. I'm confused.
It's a lot of contradictions to the facts we already know that we've been told. And so, yeah, it was a little bit like, what the hell? They just wanted to keep us on our toes waiting for the next season, you know?
They sure succeeded.
They sure did. Mm-hmm. So on to episode 10, Commitment. Quinn finds the camera. Dr. Simon's creepy camera. Wow. He fell down that rabbit hole fast to crazy.
Yeah, that also seemed like totally expedited. Because at one point, I'm like, I know he's been spying on her the whole time, but he did not turn stalker to the very end. I was like, oh, wait, what?
Yeah, he got real creepy. Real creepy. So I wonder if he's just done. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe he's really crazy because, you know, because I remember she was kissing him and he was like, no, that's not right. And now he's like a stalker the next time. I'm like, wait,
his character's very confusing. That's
what it's about, isn't it? Rachel, she'll turn you.
Yeah. Yes, she does. Yes. She is just magical in that way.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There was a scene, and Shiri was just so good in the scene when he comes to confront her in Connecticut, and she is so, it's like she kind of knew deep down, she knows she does this to men, and she walks away from him, leave me alone, you're freaking me out, and she's crying, you know, she's so upset, she just can't believe that someone she trusted that is a therapist, it's almost similar to her mother, you know, betrayed her in that way. And she's just almost laughing at life. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, so then she goes and drinks.
Yeah.
Everything falls apart for her so fast in that last episode. Everything that could go wrong for her goes wrong for her.
Yes.
It absolutely does. Well, before we get into what else goes wrong with her, we got to do the 11 women. Gary's 11 women. You know, it's they all come and they are standing up for what is right, and he's completely ousted, and he will probably never work again, especially in this, you know, day and age. It's never going to work.
And the magazine article said 24, so it just keeps going up.
Yep.
Yeah. I was a little bit surprised that he had a wife.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Because additional women, I think, jumped on or whatever. I was surprised that he was married, because I remember when they had that scene where they were at his apartment, and I was like, oh, he's a swinging single old man. But and the whole time I was like, he should have a wife, you know? And then I'm just like, okay, Madison, you don't have social media. How did you not know he was married? That part kind of, I was like, come on.
She knew. She was just playing. She was just trying to, you know, be the little secret weapon there.
Yeah. Madison was really feeling herself this episode.
Yeah, she was.
She was. I'm being groomed. Quinn is grooming me.
Don't be threatened. And Rachel literally just like blows smoke in her face and walks away.
So funny. She's like, you're hilarious.
Yeah. You're a joke. Okay, so Rachel and Jeremy and this Charlie thing going on.
Yeah.
It's a love triangle, but it's not. No one actually wants to be with the other person. Yeah. So, you know, I think Jeremy needs some time. to regroup. Maybe he needs a therapist, I think. But he's going to pop. Like, the secret's going to be out. I thought the end of the season was going to focus very heavily on people finding out about that and then them covering it up because they've been teasing it for so long. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't happened
yet. Yeah, I'm surprised that didn't come to fruition either.
I don't think they're ever going to let it out. I think it's just going to eat away at each of these characters in weird ways. But I also felt like Charlie's character, I hope she has more next season, but she just didn't have much to do.
I agree.
Yeah, and she's a cool actress. We really like her.
Yeah.
We also, of course, love Serena. Talk about Serena.
We sure do.
And we go home to Connecticut where Jasper and Owen accompany her. Mm-hmm. So was that, I'm assuming that was still in Vancouver, obviously, when you guys were filming.
Was, but somewhere far out. I completely forget. So long ago. Was. However, it was whoever gave us the house. It was a beautiful house. So thank you to you.
Thank you to your location manager.
Yeah, well, it was
yes.
Beautiful. I mean, it was. It was a beautiful house.
Yeah, it was. It was huge.
And apparently, Serena's family was getting paid $10,000 a day to let them film there.
Yes, I have no idea what lifetime we're paying the actual family. Hopefully a similar amount, perhaps. I don't know.
But, I wondered if there was stuff cut out from her parents, because we didn't see a ton with her parents.
Yeah, and I mean, Jasper's parents ended up coming later, and it's just they brought these new characters, and we didn't get to see a ton of them.
I have a feeling there was maybe a little bits and bobs that may have been left out, but probably for good reason, because we only have that however long the episode is, and they just needed to get. There's so much going on with Quinn and Chet, where it's almost like the suitors for the first half of the 10th episode, they just fall into the background a little bit, completely understandably so, because just so much going on.
Yeah. I mean, but I will admit the episodes that focus, I loved the episode that focused on Owen. You know, it was just so much of that. I really like the episodes where it shows the contestants and what they're feeling more because, you know, we've kind of progressed with the contestants. Season one and a little bit of season two, a lot of the contestants were cartoon characters. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with this season specifically, they've made them into more real people that we can relate to.
And it looks like they're coming back.
And I know that the we got a chance to see kind of Serena with the George and that whole sort of debacle. So it would have been nice to see a little bit, for me, a little bit more interplay with her parents and kind of like, you know, how crazy are they or whatever. Like that sort of interplay with her I thought would have been, I would have liked a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And both men meet her parents. And I wish we would have seen more of the Jasper.
More
of him meeting the parents, but I think it's just kind of assumed that it went
that they would love
fine.
Him yeah. But I would have wanted to see that too.
Yeah,
the son they never had type of thing.
The British son they never had. I've always wanted a British son.
Maybe there was a huge group dinner that maybe was missed. It would have been nice to see everybody sat around a table, kind of just almost Downton Abbey style.
Everybody
just reading each other across.
A half an hour longer for this episode would have just like done so much for it, I think.
I sure agree, yeah.
Yes. More screen time for Jasper.
Yes, we need more screen time for Jasper. So let's go into this disaster of a proposal ceremony. They always do this thing on Everlasting, you know, with their final live ceremony. It's always live. They're getting married. They've tried the married thing twice, so now it's just a live proposal.
You're like, this is not going to work.
Yeah. Not again, please. Not again.
Well, literally, the creator of The Bachelor, he just is doing a new show now called The Proposal, and it's just people.
Run it by me. What is it?
I'm not even sure exactly, but it's an old Bachelor that's hosting it, and it's essentially just getting proposed to.
Like
one of the OGs, you know, one of the earlier Bachelors. Right. And I'm not exactly sure, but it's some kind of contest who gets proposed to by the end. And it's basically The Bachelor, but I think on a smaller, not as drawn out scale. I think it's episode by episode. I'm not exactly sure. You guys will probably correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm telling you, the writers of Unreal are psychic. They know.
I believe it.
Yes, they're ahead of the game.
They are, it's true. They have seances once a week, and we all go in.
And their sweat lodge.
It's weird to get those up again.
Doing peyote, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, poor Owen is the one to get on one knee first, and as much as I love Owen, and I think I would have picked Owen, no offense, Jasper.
Come on.
I actually really would have been torn. I might take that back. I don't know. I know we have Bart here on the line, but let's be real, ladies. Who would you have picked?
I don't know.
I mean, I probably would have picked Jasper. I think he was more exciting. I don't know. Owen's life was just a little too settled down. He was just a little too settled down with the kid.
That's the thing. I'm also not ready to be a step parent. Yeah. So I guess probably by process of elimination, we're going with Jasper.
Oh, wow. That really warms my heart.
That poor daughter.
That's a tough decision. Yeah, I don't know.
Would you pick nobody like Serena?
No, because that's a loser move.
I agree.
I hated that. I was like that too.
Pick Tender.
Like,
it's apparently
I was like,
what
really?
Did.
What? And then you know, I'm gonna tell you guys the truth. I thought the whole, like, well, not the whole time, but like at the end when she was in the limo, I was like, there's somebody that she eliminated from the very beginning.
I thought it was gonna be Norman. I thought it was gonna be Jockey.
Okay, I didn't think it was gonna be Norman, but I was like, it's somebody from. I was like, it's Zach. Somebody is in there with her, and then it's like some just long, 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 lonely limo, and she's swiping on Tinder. I was like, this is so depressing.
It turned into an episode of Black Mirror.
Yes.
Right.
I was like,
this is like the end of Wonder Woman. You're like, what? She doesn't get laid. She gets nothing. How does this end
Chris
like this?
Chris Pine dies. Why?
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. It's been out there a while.
When Jasper gets down on one knee, she wanted to say yes. So when she told Rachel she knows who she's picking, I'm assuming it was Jasper.
I don't know. I wish we would have found out.
I hope so. Yeah.
They probably never wrote what it would have been because they wrote it the way they did. But yeah. I really would like to know.
Me too.
Who it
Me
was. Too.
I wonder if Caitlin knew.
I'll ask Caitlin. Yeah, I'll ask Caitlin. I spoke to her today. I'll ask her tomorrow. I'll find out what the actual thought was inside it. I still have a feeling my original guest from day one is AD Dan. I have a feeling in the end, he will outlive us all.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Yes.
I mean, there's something about him, you know?
He's great.
He's a winner. But yeah, Jasper gets down on one knee and she says no to both of them. And I'm still very confused because she had this conversation with Rachel before in which Rachel kind of manipulated her into not picking anybody. And I'm not really sure why or why she listened, but I just needed more information. I needed more intel into Serena's choices because it just happened so fast for me.
I think that she just like planted all these like seeds of doubt almost. Mm-hmm. Like when someone questions it that hard about something so important, like, and like she and Rachel really were somewhat friends through the season. So maybe it was just that kind of like she didn't let up. Like she just kind of kept hammering like, are you sure? Are you sure? And it made her kind of doubt herself last minute.
And I think Rachel wanted her to pick no, but I think she absolutely 100% was like, I want you to be my friend and take me into this career and us to go off in the sunset together like Quinn and I. That's, I mean, it was her dream.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed exactly about how that played out as well. Because I was kind of like, okay, did you really have somebody chosen? And now she's just like, are you sure? And you're like, duh, no. Like, I was a little bit on both sides. I was surprised by that. And then I was surprised that she was so angry at being played. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Now everybody being upset because Rachel played them is like getting on my nerves.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Because I'm like, you all know who Rachel is and kind of love her and kind of, you know, as she is. Like, you kind of love Quinn and you know she's crazy. Like, do the same with Rachel, please.
Yes.
Well, I just wish there was an alternate ending, Bart, where she's going away in the limo. She's swiping through Tinder and goes, gross, turn the limo around and let's pick up Jasper and maybe they can just go on a real
or
date.
Or Owen. Or pick up August on the side of the road. But you have
on
some
the side of the road.
August is hitchhiking.
He's digging infiltration pits on the side of the road.
He's someplace on the road digging a hole. Pick him up. You know what I'm saying? Like, pick up somebody instead of swiping on Tinder. Like, that was so sad. And depressing.
It was
my
called
God.
Not Maker. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
That's what the app was called.
I very love clever. That scene because it did make me feel so many weird ways. Like, that scene is, like, I feel like, honestly, one of the best scenes of the show because it just, it was so unnerving. It was so, it just
too.
Made me feel so weird in my, like,
it did, because she was so lying to herself and lying to Rachel. Yeah. She did not feel great. She did not.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well,
Caitlin that.
God. She did such a great job. She really did. You know, tell her, Bart, that the Unreal After Show at AfterBuzz loves her, and that we just, like, hats off to her.
Yeah.
She did such a good job.
Yeah, she did.
I certainly will, man. No, Caitlin was a joy, and I'm sure she loves you as well. Aww. I think the love is mutual.
Yay! Well, last, of course, you know, we leave Rachel, who got her house. Jeremy drove away, says he never wants to be with her ever again. Hopefully he doesn't kill her, too.
That was the other alternate ending we did. We did about 15 endings. The one where she sees Norman on the dating app and swipes yes, and then meets him later. Yeah. There's so many different things. Oh, yes.
And, you know, but we do get a little bit of a happy. We get Quinn and Chet. They're finally...
It's just meant to be.
It is. I mean, okay, you guys aren't Chet fans, am I right?
I'm not on board with this.
No, I was always Chet.
Oh, yeah, it's just Taylor,
time.
Though.
It's fine, I'll go against the fact.
Taylor, you haven't met him on Sex and the City yet, but he has a two-episode
arc.
That's
true, I just started watching it, so I'm excited.
His two-episode arc on Sex and the City as the jazz player is just...
I'm so ready.
The jazz player with ADD
yes.
is essentially what Craig played on Sex and the City.
I'm so excited now.
You should be.
Yeah. I love Craig so much.
He's a wonderful actor.
We really love him, too. Before we let you go, Bart, let's hear a little bit more about what's going on with you. What stuff do you have coming up? Are you going to be on the next season of Unreal? Like, what's happening?
So many things have been released about season 4. I think you have too much information, almost, about what's going to happen next season. So I'm going to keep my mouth firmly zipped.
Fine.
About season 4. But yeah, a lot of stuff came out today. I saw it today. I spoke to Mr. Adam Demos, but an hour ago. So he was kind of letting me in with in as much as he could tell me without spoiling it for me and spoiling it for each other. It's going to be exciting. Yeah. It's very nice to talk to you here from London town.
It really is. Do you have any other projects coming up that you want to talk about? Tell people to go see or watch?
If you wonderful people have a spare moment in your day at any point, I just got back from Cannes series. I'm doing a show called State of Happiness, which is a joint Norwegian show. And we, luckily enough, we're chosen to go to Cannes. And it, luckily enough, won a couple of awards. So it's going to be coming over to the US and England and places like that. It's all about when they find the oil in 1968. It's very different to Unreal.
That sounds awesome, though.
Slightly different vibe.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, congratulations. And where can everyone find you on social media for those that don't already follow you?
That is a very good question. Let's have a quick... I think it's Bart_Edwards.
On Twitter, on, yeah.
Sam knows it.
Yeah. You guys, you know it. Just
I know
tell
it.
Me. Tell me what it is.
It's
even
Bart,
if it's not me, the follow them anyway.
Yeah, okay. It's Bart_Edwards on Twitter and on Instagram. It's just Bart Edwards. Yeah.
That's it. So would give me the same one, the cheeky bastards.
Yeah. Well, this was so much fun. I'm sure it's like, what time is it right now?
It was. Well, I actually had a 2-hour nap before we did this because I came in because I have work to do in the morning. So I was like, I'm going to talk to the guys and have a 2-hour nap, get up, put a little jumper on, come sit next to my spice rack. There's my spice rack.
Oh my gosh, exclusive.
Cardamom seed there, some nice little chili I bought recently. Look how good are these? I didn't know they made kilner jars this small. so yeah, it's 2 in the morning. It's
oh my
3
God.
In the morning.
Oh my you are the best.
So
thank you so much. We loved meeting you, and you know, anytime you're back in LA, let us know. And yeah, go to sleep. We love
you. Yeah,
thank
you
very
much,
guys. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and it's been nice to kind of bookend this wonderful experience.
It definitely
has.
All right, well, we'll talk to you soon. Bye, Bart.
Bye, Bart.
Bye,
thank
Bart.
You.
I love you.
Love
nice day.
You.
Bye-bye.
We do. We love Aww. Him very, very, yes. very much.
Okay. So sweet.
So let's get... Oh, do you want to talk about a little bit of news and gossip, I suppose? Because we do have some
sure.
Regarding the next season.
Yes.
Which we'll just segue into some predictions.
TV News.
So, there obviously is a season of Unreal that is going to be a season 4, mm-hmm. and we don't exactly know when it's coming back. But Rachel has some blonde hair. We're going to see a lot of the same people. Don't know if we're going to see Bart. Do you guys know anything else about season 4? Do you have any more insider info? I think it's going to slowly start being leaked.
Yeah, we're not going to see Jeremy.
What?
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, I read an interview and he's done so.
He's done with Everlasting. He's done with Unreal.
Yeah. Oh my God, my heart just broke. Am I never going to see Josh Kelly again?
No, Josh Kelly can come in whenever he wants.
You know he'll want to commentate.
Yeah, honestly, maybe it'll be like kind of fun for him to like be an outsider with us.
He's literally just going to be our fifth panel.
That would be fun. Yeah, I bet you he would come back. Oh man, that really, I didn't know that.
I know,
that,
I could just see you like you broke a little bit.
Really upset me.
That is shocking.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, guys, season 4. Let's get into predictions for season 4.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Taylor, should I let you start or finish? Because I just feel like you have a lot going on.
I have
on.
A lot going on. I'll finish.
Okay.
I'll finish it all up. I have some weird theories.
Okay. Who wants to start?
Erica.
Now I'll let you guys
start. Oh, my goodness.
Like, let me piggyback off of
them. Do you want to go, Sam?
I'll start. Okay. So, we thought the next season was going to be a Bachelor in Paradise of sorts. You know, what else we call it?
All-Stars.
Yeah. Reunion, whatever, season. So, I still kind of think that, but Rachel is somehow in the driver's seat. I'm going to be honest, I really don't understand, but I do know a lot of our favorites will be back. Mm-hmm. Really hope Adam could be back. That would be nuts. But I think it's too good to be true. And Freddie Stroma
will not
is...
be. They ask in interviews, and you won't
no,
be.
Freddie
back.
Stroma
you are killing me today.
I know.
I'm so sorry. I just read last night.
Okay. All right. Well,
I cry a little bit.
I literally just like wiped a non-existent tear from under my eye because I'm actually
I'm
really
pour
upset.
Pour one out for Jeremy and
Jesus. No, it's okay. They've moved on to me. They're my next two boyfriends, is Adam and Jeremy. Yes. Well, actually, Jeremy's kind of scary, but, you know, maybe it was like a
he's got
fatal
darkness.
Attraction kind of thing, and I moved on to Adam. Anyways, okay, what about you?
Oh, this was rough. I mean, seeing the preview, I was like, Rachel? It's going to go down. I have been seeing her on Instagram with this blonde hair for a while, so I was just curious. I'm like, maybe she's just trying this on. I didn't know this was going to like be a part of some big transformation, but I think that maybe they were like, we don't want to do another Bachelor. We don't want to do another Bachelorette. What's left to do is like put crazy Rachel, who is apparently a sex fiend, who's probably going to sleep with everybody, and that makes good TV. And she doesn't want to produce, but it's the only way that Quinn can keep her around. So I think that... And there's a lot of females running the game, so I'm curious how much that will change how the show is being filmed. There's a female DP, there's Fiona, there's Madison, Quinn, Rachel. I think it's going to be
who's going to turn into a lesbian?
Show. Well, Madison, apparently. Yeah. She's already taken it off.
Madison will pitch to anybody.
So I think it'll be a female gaze behind the camera, too. So I think it'll be a totally different Everlasting, in my opinion.
Okay. I think... My predictions all have to do probably maybe with Quinn. I think we're going to get more of these characters from people's past to kind of, because I think I read some article about that. So I think, you know, like if Quinn is still kind of hooking up with Chet, then an ex from her past is going to come and kind of stir things up and or additional people from Rachel's past as well.
All right. So I've been thinking about this a lot, like ever since last night. It's just been weighing on my mind. I don't think that Rachel's just going to be a contestant. Like, I think that that's just too simple, and they're kind of misleading us with that promo.
Yes, I agree.
And I think that maybe she's, like, almost going undercover as a producer, like, as a contestant. So she can, like, produce them in a different way. Because it's not the same show if she's not producing somehow. Like, I just don't think they're going to take it that much of a different direction. Okay. We also saw Quinn holding a baby, which we're all assuming is Chet's.
They could have adopted.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's Chet's for some reason, though. And I'm wondering, because, okay, Quinn's also, they're not just going to give her happiness. Like, that's not how the show works. I think that something might somehow happen to Chet, like something bad.
What?
And she, I really do.
Will
I don't know.
Be a single mom?
If they take Jeremy,
I don't know, guys.
And Chet?
I feel like there's ominous undertones, and maybe Quinn's gonna have to, like, somehow raise this baby by herself.
Oh, Lord.
Dear God.
I don't know, guys.
I'm not ready.
When, Taylor, when do you think it's coming back?
I really hope it's the fall, but I'm scared that it's going to be 2019.
How cool would it be if it was the summer? Because...
like 2 weeks from now, just...
okay, yeah. If it came back in like July or August.
August.
It should come back in August, and it and the promos should say, August returns in August.
August heat. Yeah. That would be
good. Like January, as good as that was?
Exactly, oh my yes. Gosh. This is going to be the month of August. Put it out there. Yes. It's too good to be true. Well, any other last thoughts on this season, guys? Thank you so much. This was such a fun panel to be on. So
yeah, I had a blast, everybody. You guys.
Thank yeah, you. And want to thank Josh Kelly, Bart yes, Edwards. Bart. Awesome. 3 a.m. his time. That's crazy. He's so sweet. And, you know, Marcus Rosner, who came in a couple of times. We had Alex Hernandez.
Alex Sparrow. Oh, my gosh. He's so funny.
Yeah.
He's
all the
so
greats.
We had lots the greats this season. And we really hope you guys enjoyed it. So thank you all so much. Where can everyone find you on social media?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @alphabet_Anne and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. I'm also on the Rise After Show every Tuesday at 9 and the Law & Order SVU After Show every Thursday at 8.
All right, you guys can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards, and you can catch me on the Barry After Show, the Terror After Show, and tomorrow night at the Deception, on the Deception After Show as well.
Lots going on. You guys can find me on Instagram at lmpowers15 or on Twitter at lesliepowers15, and I don't have another show yet, so hopefully soon, so be looking for
Unreal,
that.
Come back!
Unreal, The Bachelorette, yes, please.
And also, guys, there is a very good chance we could be having an Unreal special next week. Follow us on Twitter because we could be having a huge guest that could change everything.
Yes.
And so it hasn't been confirmed yet, but I think it's very close to. So please follow all of us. Follow me, Twitter and Instagram at SamD43 and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. Thank you all so much, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye, you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.